Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. The first phase of polling for Lok Sabha elections saw long lines of voters in several places, but concluded on Thursday with turnouts across 20 states more or less matching the voting percentages recorded in the 2014 Lok Sabha polls, according to the Election Commission. While a preliminary look seems to indicate a drop in polling figures compared with 2014, EC said the number are likely to be revised upwards since the initial estimates were only up to 5 p.m. Tripura and West Bengal topped the charts at 81.8% and 80% respectively. Polling was still on till late at night in Andhra Pradesh. Jammu and Kashmir recorded brisk polling, 72% in Jammu and a creditable 35% terrorism affected Baramulla, which was not much lower than 38.5% clocked in 2014. Namo TV cannot air any political content without getting approval by the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. Election Commission has told the Delhi Chief Electoral Officer under whom the MCMC functions. In a letter sent on Thursday to the Delhi CEO, EC said Namo TV, being an advertisement platform sponsored by a political party, all recorded programs and political content displayed on the channel should be pre-certified by Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. Delhi CEO had informed EC that while the BJP had approached it earlier for pre-certification of some content, there was other content airing on Namo TV that was not cleared by MCMC. EC has now told Delhi CEO that any political publicity materials contents being displayed on electronic media without requisite certification from MCMC should be removed immediately, and any political content shall only be permitted strictly in accordance with EC instructions in this regard. The man who shook the world's national security establishments with the most copious classified information leak in history and followed it up by changing the course of US presidential history through disclosure of Hillary Clinton's email flubs, was taken into custody from the Ecuadorian embassy in London on Thursday, arrested by the British police acting on a US indictment. Julian Assange, the Australian-born founder of WikiLeaks, was arrested, forcibly bundled into a police van and brought before a London court on Thursday, where he was found guilty of a bail offense and remanded in custody. Assange was also arrested a second time in the police station on a US extradition request. Assange had been offered asylum by the Ecuador embassy in June 2012 after losing his bid to fight extradition to Sweden on sexual offence charges. But on Thursday, the ambassador revoked his asylum and invited Scotland Yard inside. Taking strong note of complaints against Uttar Pradesh CM Yogi Adityanath and BSP leader Mayawati, the Election Commission on Thursday issued notices to both the leaders over their respective remarks seen to be criminally loaded made during campaign speeches. While Yogi had during a speech at Meerut on April 9 stated if, quote, Congress, SP and BSP have faith in Ali, we have to faith in Bajrang Bali, unquote. Mayawati in a speech at Deoband Saharanpur on April 7 made a specific appeal to Muslims, asking them not to allow a division of their votes. Holding Yogi prima facie guilty of violating the moral code of conduct, the commission asked him to explain his allegedly communal remarks by Friday evening. Similarly, it asked Mayawati to give an explanation by Friday on why she should not face action for violating the poll code as well as Section 123(3) of the Representation of the People Act 1951, which bars candidates from asking people to vote for or refrain from voting on grounds of religion.